So, welcome, welcome. I'm absolutely excited. I'm buzzing, actually, with excitement about this call. There are most of us, as far as I can tell, who have signed up here on the call this evening, and a couple that are not yet here, and I believe at least one person who's definitely can't make it tonight. So let's have a quick check-in. At the moment, I'm not hearing echoes. That's a good thing. For the most part, with this many people on the call, I'll have everyone on mute anyway, just as people arrive. And let me just do that now. I'm going to just mute everybody quickly. Not myself. That was not a good move. So let me just bring Claire in. Claire has come into the green room. Let me just put her in the main room. There she goes. Hi, Claire. I see you've arrived.
Hi. I've had trouble getting into Maestro, so I've just changed machines. And I'm going to have another go.
Okay. Great. You're in the main room, and I'm just saying I've put everyone on mute so far because there's a lot of background noise. I'll put you on mute as well. Here we go. So now that you can all probably hear me a bit clearer, thanks for jumping on the call tonight. I'm so thrilled that you're with me for this ride. Through August. I wanted to start out with just a little bit of welcome and check-in, really. One of the things about this system is I can see your name on the screen. I can even see a little hand beside each of you. So if while you're on mute or you're in a group, then it's quite straightforward for you to get my attention. You just press 1 on your keypad. And that way I know you'd like some attention. So that's one easy thing on these calls. What else? Well, I think I'd like just to say hello to you all one by one. I'd like us to get to know each other over this month as we're spending this time and doing this work together. So we have people from the UK, from the Netherlands, from France even, and also, though she's not here tonight as yet, someone from Finland is also joining us on this week. So welcome to you all. So what I'm going to do now is I'm just going to go through each of you. There's how many of us on here tonight? So including me, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11 of us, including me. So let's have a quick check-in and see what brought you here, who you are, where you're from, all those kind of things. Let's do that. So just going to do a technical moment here. Anne, actually, let's start with you as you've arrived and you're not on mute. I'd love to know where you're from and what brought you here for this event.
Great question. what brought me here? I was in doubt about doing the program, as you know, and then I finally decided just to jump in, boots and all. On one level, I shouldn't be here, and that's just a whole lot of thinking attached to it. I suppose I'm here because I've been very successful, Joel, and I burned out 2 years ago. And it's taken me nearly 2 years to recover from that. And I'm finding it really difficult to get back into doing new work, a new practice, something that I've been training in now for 2 years, something that I was training in to help me. And now I find myself going back into it and sharing it with other people. So the money's not flowing, and I feel stuck and in conflict about money. So it would be wonderful to have some insight about that so that I can begin the flow of life again and be in the flow of life.
Great. Well, that's brilliant. You're in the right place for that. It's going to be an adventure. So you're going to be really connecting with that flow in relation to money. Fab. Good. And you're from the UK, am I correct?
That's right.
Brilliant. Thanks, Anne. Good to meet you, and good for you to meet everybody. Right, let's next on my list. I'll go down my list as it comes up. Let me give you the mic. Tony, welcome to Tony, all the way from the Pyrenees, I believe. Is that right?
North of the Pyrenees, in France.
North of the Pyrenees.
Yes, near Toulouse.
Near Toulouse. Well, welcome to you. I'd love you to just introduce yourself to everybody and let us know what brought you here.
Why am I here? The last couple of months, I have been working on trying to harmonize the spiritual aspect, which is more being and just letting things come, with the manifesting, co-creating aspect, which I'm less well acquainted with, and trying to somehow keep a balance between the two. And when I read your proposal, it seemed to fit right in, so that's why I'm doing it.
Perfect. Yeah, it's been really fascinating to look at the relational nature of this. So, I mean, today we're going to be looking more at the being aspects of it, and then to get clear on that. And then next week, obviously, we're going to be looking at the money aspect of it, and then we'll start bringing it and looking at the relationships. So very exciting stuff. I'm delighted you're here, Tony. Thanks for being here.
You're welcome.
Okay, next up, Gina. Let me give you the mic. You there, G?
Hello.
Hello.
Nice to be on the calls, actually, rather than just popping in and looking at MPA through Facebook always. So I'm Gina. I am Joel's girlfriend, and I am a yoga teacher, and I've been self-employed for, oh my goodness, I don't know, 5 years, something like that, doing various things. And I think my issue is always about money and abundance, and I think I've done loads of self-growth work on money and what blocks you between you and money, etc., in the past. And what's hugely apparent now is perhaps money is closely aligned to certain values that I have, and how that interrelationship between my values is playing out in terms of money. But it's always about money for me, and I just want to let go of it.
Excellent. I think if I recall, if I can share what you said when I read you out what I was doing, you said, I need to be on that.
Yes, exactly. I do. Yeah, totally. Because it is a subtle energetic shift, I think, and it's and what we've been talking about is that it depends on what your values are and how you connect that through money, and that's really why I'm here.
Fab, awesome, good. Lovely to have you on the call, beloved. And okay, I shall move on. Next on my list is Angie. Let me just give you the mic. Angie, welcome, welcome. Great to have you here. Would you like to go ahead and introduce yourself and say what brought you to the call?
Hi, Joel. Well, I've got a bit of humour on this one. I got this lovely email from you, and I really like the pretty pink letters of abundance in August. But no, the truth is, I actually go and get my fruit and veg from this fabulous pick-your-own farm, which only really comes alive in August, to be honest. And I was thinking, well, you know, had you sent me that email in September or November, I probably wouldn't have signed up. I mean, it is a fantastically abundant month in Europe. You know, we're in the summer. So that energy of celebrating abundance was, you know, evident. And I think it will make it easier for all of us. But on a personal level, what can I say? A complete sort of roller coaster with money, and it always ties in with emotional content. And I also, you know, employ myself, so I haven't worked for anybody since I was, I guess, a student. What else can I say? For some reason, this time round, I have to be dealing with an awful lot of emotional content, and so, you know, when I'm grounded and together and everything's in a nice place, I can earn a lot of money, and I do. But as soon as the emotional content starts up, I put that as the forefront, and the money always suffers. And I'm, you know, drastically broke again. And I'm really, 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 really tired of repetition. And this cycle has repeated way more than I'm content with. So that's my answer.
Beautiful. Yeah, one of the things that we'll be looking at today is how there's these different aspects of ourself, and we tend to sort of reduce ourselves to those parts. And the thing we're going to be doing today is taking a slightly wider view. It'll look a bit like we're reducing it to something very simple, but actually it's something which embraces all those parts and gives you more of a chance of that even
yeah.
connection, and certainly an understanding of what truly matters, or what the reflection is of what matters, because that, again, it really helps even up those emotional swings, and also then allows the flow in abundance, and when we get to look at the money in our relationship to money, become a lot easier. And it's an investigation for all of us. I said on those emails, you know, it's not like I've got this down. This is something I just, it came to me to ask for a bunch of people to come share it with me. And out of that, all of this amazing work that we're going to be doing over this month has come through. So I'm excited. I'm so glad you're here, Angie. Fabulous. Okay, Charlotte has just arrived and she's up next. Charlotte, we're just checking in with, you know, what brought you here on the call, and just to introduce you yourself to everybody on the call.
Oh, hi, I just made it.
Yay, got the kids to bed.
It was a bit touch and go.
What brought you here, Charlotte?
Yeah, I was really pleased to see you running this. It really speaks to me, the subject. I have a lot of stories around, oh, I've never got any money or not enough money, and being very abundant but not in money, and then sort of focusing on that, even though I'm very abundant, very happy and fulfilled, and then I'm like, but this story running, I don't seem to sort of shift. And I remember, I've noticed it a few times when, like, I remember when I got married and everything, you said, oh, that's very abundant, and, you know, we did some abundant stuff on that first NPA thing, and I was like, yeah. Like, underneath, you know, this is what we're going, I suppose so, because getting married was like, I just don't have any money. And it was kind of, I really noticed that reaction and thought, oh, really? When, you know, I was having all these abundant things. And so it really speaks to me, and I know it will be really good, because there's a lot of things happening sort of from September onwards where I'd kind of like to work in my business. I don't really care about money, I know that. So it's not that surprising. I think you did a blog on not having on that subject, but it'd be really helpful and useful to have a very clear energy of money flow for lots of reasons.
Especially next week, where we're looking specifically at the energy of money and how we relate. You know, we're getting onto the relationship, but really looking at how we view that. I think it's going to be a fascinating week next week, as is this week. Great. Glad you could put the kids on time, and great to see you here, Charlotte. Thanks for coming. Okay, up next is Michelle. For those of you who don't know, I'm going to introduce you a little bit here, Michelle. Michelle is my PA. He has been helping in the background in getting things organised, but also said, oh, she'd quite like to come along and experience it. So, Michelle, why don't you introduce yourself and let us know what brought you here from your perspective.
Oh, hello, everybody. God, my goodness, it's so nice to hear your voices, having just, you know, spent some time with you on just bouncing emails around. So I'm really, really glad to be here. Reason I'm here is there's quite a few things, really. I've been going through a major transformation, and I'm really impatient, because I'm going through this phase of so many things are changing, that it's really difficult for me to focus on one thing, whether or not it's my, you know, my self-worth, or if it's to do with my business and then money. And I'm just bouncing all over the place. I just need clarity. And money seems to be the one that keeps coming up for me. It's the lack of, or cash flow being an issue. And having read through all of the stuff, I just thought, yeah, that's definitely for me. I need to sort my money situation out once and for all. Having had a bit of money beforehand and having a very good job beforehand, but now being self-employed, I'm finding I'm realigning myself to not having any money, and it's very odd for me to be in this position, and I don't like it. So I need it to change.
Okay. Clarity is good, and the money thing, of course, I think that's brought a lot of us here to just have a good look at it. I'm glad you're here participating, Michelle. Great to have you here.
Thank you.
Okay. So just a few more to introduce. Just a quick thing that I did mention before. If our system kicks you off, sometimes it does. A, don't take it personally. B, just call straight back in. And if you're doing the group work, because one of the things that we can do here is put you together into pairs or groups, just come in quietly, and I'll put you back into the group that you're in. But just call back in if that happens. Also, I know some of you have plans where at an hour, it clicks. If you're calling from a landline, it clicks into a more expensive mode, and you might need to drop out and call back in. So we can just be aware of that. I know that's a possibility that might be there for you. So a few more introductions. Next up on my list is Marilyn. Marilyn, good to see you here. How are you doing? What brought you here?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Hello? Yes.
Yeah.
yes, I've made it. That looked a bit dodgy in the last few days. We had a conversation today, didn't we, about it, Joel, that communication has been a bit strange for me at the moment. Miscommunication, I think I should say. My reason for being here is I'm probably like everybody. I've done lots of work around abundance, and I do feel very abundant. I suppose money and security is my thing. So I'm looking at my list of things, and I do work a lot. But I would really like to have a private practice, and I haven't made that break. I work in the voluntary sector for my main job, and funding may not be there next year, so I may not have a job from April. So this is obviously the best time for me to start a private practice and start bringing my own money in, as it were. As I'm talking, I can feel the fear building in me. It's because I've always had the sort of the reliability of the job for quite a few years, and so it would be like having the rug taken from under me. What will become of me? So that was why I thought, maybe I need to look at what it is about money that creates this fear in me. In past relationships, I've encouraged the people I've been with to excel and to earn loads of money, and yet for me, I something stops that happening. So I suppose I just want to get over that, really, and to allow it to flow in.
Yeah. I think that's something that I think is a pull for a lot of people to come along. And just, to me, I look at that, the more I've evolved with MPA, and specifically, I look at the relationship, which is what we'll be getting onto. But you need to get clear in the different aspects of the relationship. So again, we'll get clear today on your natural abundance, next week on the money energies, and then we'll start looking at that relationship. And that gives you, again, it creates an environment where that clarity and that direct action and the flow and all those wonderful things, it gives you the best environment to that. So I'm delighted that you managed to sign up on Skype and do all the things you had to do to get here, and here you are. So yeah, you fab. Okay. Thank you. So two more to go. Let me just select the right thing, put you back on mute there. And next up on my list is our representative from the USA. It's Leah. Yeah. Hey there. So tell us, introduce yourself to everybody here and let us know what brought you here.
So I'm Leah. I live in California. What brought me here? Well, first of all, just, all the experience that I've had with MPA so far made it like I wanted to join this. But I've also been kind of on a, kind of like a downward spiral of poverty consciousness, and I'd really like to reverse that.
Okay. Amen. Good. Let's do that then. Fab. All right, thanks. Great to have you here, Leah. And okay, fab. So last but by no means least is birthday girl from yesterday, according to Facebook. It's Anki from the Netherlands.
Yeah.
Hello, it's yourself. Introduce yourself. Tell us what brought you here.
Yeah, I'm Anki from the Netherlands, indeed. And the reason why I signed up was that I was thinking of moving to another job and really don't know what kind of job, but a more fulfilling job. And the first thing that came up was, oh my God, I'll never find a job where I can earn at least as much money in the same amount of time as I do now. And that was a big trigger for me. And the funny thing is, when I did my homework, money doesn't appear anywhere in my sheets. and I really feel it's a bit contradictory. I really feel free. I really feel safe. Even if I don't have money or hardly ever money, I don't worry about it. And money comes towards me, especially the last few weeks or months. Out of the blue, and but still, there's this fear which stops me from moving on. And money is apparently also safety for me. And I also really, really like to play with and explore all other kinds of areas of abundance. So money for me is only a small part of this game, and I really, really. Looking forward to see what else pops up.
Fab. Great. Well, that's brilliant. And yes, how fascinating. You mentioned the homework there as well, that they didn't show up anywhere. So, Matt, great. Good to have you here. There's one more, which is Mandy, who I think dropped off and has then come back. So that's great. So I can then get her to introduce herself. Mandy, you came back.
I haven't been anywhere, Joel.
Oh, really? Oh, you popped off my screen for a moment. Then clearly I was just ignoring you, and I apologise.
I thought I better put my hand up when you said, and the last person is, and I thought, oh, okay, well,
I'm here. What about me? Well, absolutely, I'd love for you to introduce yourself, Mandy, and let us know what brought you here.
It's interesting hearing everyone else's, because kind of my thinking's evolved on the back of everyone else's, so thank you everyone. I think I've very, very deep down, I've got a fear-based relationship with money, and it is quite deep, and probably the first 30 odd years of my life I wouldn't have been aware of it, but since I've set up my own business, it's kind of been coming to the surface, but I think it's always been there. And I seem to worry about not having enough, and this enough business comes in quite a lot, and the interesting thing is I always do just have enough, and it feels like I've got a bit of a ceiling on the money that comes into my experience. So the money that comes into my experience is just enough, and I would just love there to be surplus and plenty, and sort of this abundant flow of money coming in. And I think it's also tied up in my sense of my own value, because I work for myself. I'm very aware of, I guess, just being quite anxious is the wrong word, but it's along the, anxious isn't the right word, but just feeling that I don't charge enough again for actually what I bring to people, because I'm aware I've got an enormous amount of skills and experience. And if I was coaching someone else on that, I'd be saying, wow, and you only charge X? but for myself, I find that very difficult to equate what actually my worth really is and putting that into a conversation with a client and saying, and that's my fee structure.
Yeah.
So it that's all in the mix, but I've just really become aware. It's almost like I've drawn it, actually, as people were speaking. It's like this ceiling that I get up to, which is probably my own view of how much... And it's interesting. It's not my own view of how much I'm worth. It's my own view of how much... I think I can communicate to other people about how much I'm worth, and then I'd love it to that feeling to go carry on and sort of it's like a step up a mountain and then we go up and up again, and there's just like this infinite flow, but I haven't reached that yet.
Fab. Yeah, no, there's those ceilings, those comfort zones, those edges, always worth investigating. Fab. Well, I'm really delighted you're here and on my screen, invisible. And great. So that's everyone that we've got here. The only one person that I haven't had introduced, and I'm not sure if she's here or not. I'm just going to quickly check. Claire, are you on? Are you here?
I am, but I can't get into the Maestro system. So.
Oh, now I understand. Okay, great. And yeah, so the rest of you know, Claire is sort of. Well, here is my assistant, really, in many ways, because she understands the system and can look at it. But tonight, it seems that hasn't worked. So can't get into it.
So anyway,
tonight, Claire, you're going to be just fully participating.
Absolutely,
so go ahead,
yes.
And tell us what brought you here.
Okay, I've got quite a bad connection actually, but anyway, I'll carry on. Hi everybody. I am an MPA teacher. Have been for 2 years now nearly. And so I'm here because I'm curious and I want to be part of whatever's going on MPA, especially in the UK, because that's where I'm based. And I'm just such a huge fan of the work and, you know, really happy to go with it wherever it goes and help to evolve it, and also hugely resonating with the abundance theme. And as others have said, it's really helpful to hear what goes before, and probably there's an aspect in everything that everybody said that relates to me, the whole self-employed thing and the, you know, desire for an infinite flow. I have huge abundance in my life in other areas, and I have enough money. I just don't have any in case of anything. There's no backup. It's all, you know, it's very tight. And I would just love to, you know, be able to splurge money on my kids if I wanted to, you know, that kind of thing. Whereas everything sort of feels like it's got to be very accounted for. And that's possibly a throwback to the marriage that I left. It's not present in the one I'm in, but. And I've been very open to abundance coming from all sorts of creative areas, which it has done. And I think I just something inside me that would like to just be earning more, really, for what I do. So I don't seem to have a problem with charging a good rate, and I think what's a going rate for what I do. So that's fine. And sometimes I give it away free or discount, and then other people pay full price. Don't have any issues around that, but I think I'm better, as others have said, at coaching other people in terms of, you got to charge this price. You know, I have no hesitation. I did that the other day with a client.
And then bring it back to yourself,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well, I can charge the rates, but I just, I don't know, there's something there. So I'm sure we'll come out under investigation.
Good.
I look forward to
seeing. All right, well, great. I'm glad to hear, even if you can't see the screen, Claire, it's great to have you on the call and just participating for today.